What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Doctor's Office Podcast. I am Dr. Kaori Knight, here to give you proper diagnosis and prognosis and everything comics and comic book characters. And we are in Black History Month. So, of course, I'm here to give you Black History Month things. So what I'm going to do is continue what I already do on the YouTube channel with comic book characters you may or may not know about, Black History Month edition. And today we are talking about Amanda McKee, aka Livewire from Valiant Comics. Now, if you haven't read Valiant Comics or Valiant Entertainment, they have some really good books. I believe they are the ones who also have Shadow Man, as well as Exo Manowar and all of them, Bloodshot, etc. So, Amanda McKee was orphaned at a young age. She was taken in by the billionaire visionary and founder of the Harbinger Foundation, Toyo Harada. And Amanda grew up devoted to Harada and his mission. And she ended up assuming the name Livewire as she rose in the ranks of the foundation to the highest level. All that changed when Peter Stanchik joined the Harbinger Foundation, and confronted by Peter's sheer power and his rebelliousness, Harada's facade of control began to fray and his domineering tendencies became clear, especially to Amanda. Though she still believed in his vision, Livewire needed to be counterbalanced. So it was a balance or a counterbalance between Harada's immense power and just everything else. And Livewire aided Peter in his escape and ended up going into kind of like a self-exile. She just decided to leave. Months later, when Eric of Dacia claimed Romania and his people's homeland, Harada asked Livewire to join Unity, the elite strike team he was forming to stop Eric and avert a large-scale global conflict. And this is how we know that this was just like a self-imposed exile, because Harada literally went straight to her to ask her to join Unity. And using her control over machines, Livewire stripped the Exo Manowar armor from Eric, donned it herself, and easily subdued his people, ending the conflict. And she then ended up bonding with the armor, and it enhanced her abilities, permitting her to now access nearly the full extent of the Harbinger Foundation's records. With Harada's darkest secrets now exposed to her, Livewire learned the true extent of his evil and quickly marshaled the Unity team against her former mentor. And I know that that was hard for her because, again, she was orphaned at a young age. So the only person that she knew and had as a father figure at that time would have been Toyo Harada. Leaving the Harbinger Foundation behind completely, she ended up joining... I call him Ninja K. Some people call him Ninjak. I can never tell just based on how they have it spelled whether or not it's Ninja K or Ninjak, because he is part of like the ninja program in which they have like Ninja K, or I'm not Ninja K, but Ninja J, Ninja G, Ninja L, like, you know, things like that. And they don't have it spelled as like Ninjak, like how his is spelled without the dash separating ninja and the letter. So I can never tell. And I always end up calling him Ninja K, but I'm gonna, you know, Ninja K, Ninjak, whichever one you want to go with. But she teamed up with Ninja K, the Eternal Warrior, Exo Manowar, and they formed a new Unity team. During the team's mission to stop Dr. Silk and his hybridized mimetic biological virus capable of completely rewriting an infected individual's mind, Livewire discovered she alone was immune to the effects of Dr. Silk's virus. I'm assuming it is because she is a technopath, but it doesn't really say how it is that she was immune to it. During the subsequent Armor Hunter's invasion, Livewire learned this was a result of bonding with the Exo Manowar's armor. Never mind. I don't know why I got ahead of myself without actually saying what I wanted to say. So the reason that she was completely immune to the effects of Dr. Silk's virus was because when she took the Exo Manowar armor prior to when she was fighting Eric, it bonded with like her body. So she's able to do that. The armor's infectious property of slowly replacing portions of the bonded host with herself had altered her physiology. And so using her psiod abilities, she was able to suppress the armor's urge to replicate, ceasing its infectious or it's infections of both herself and Eric. So the exominivore is like almost like an invasive parasitic thing. And so it would multiply within like the person's bloodstream, which is how it was bonded to Eric. But because it's still a machine and she is a technopath, she is able to stop it from doing exactly that. For both herself and Eric, which is really good. Following the Armor Hunters invasion, Unity did go public, and Livewire took on the public role of team leader, and the team secretly adopted the Armor Hunters sentient alien spacecraft, which is Jinjiar's behalf. And after facing threats from the Warmonger and the escaped Armor Hunters called Helix, the Unity team ended up ultimately disbanding. Which could cause a kind of blow to her, because that is something that she really wanted to do. But, you know, sometimes it's better to be separate than it is together. The group was driven apart by the events surrounding the apparent death of their team, Eternal Warrior. That was also something that I was going to get to. The fact that they thought that Eternal Warrior had, of course, died. Now working solo, Livewire joined the international effort to stop Toyo Harada in his attempts to declare a Sayat nation on the Somali coast. And while teamed with Major Charlie Palmer's HARD, or Hardcore, team to investigate Harada's hacking of Project Rising Spirit, she discovered Harada's plans to import supplies for his space elevator program under the cover of humanitarian aid. So she continues to find everything wrong with Toyo Harada, and she continues to hold herself back from killing that man. Livewire's plan now is to turn opinion against her one-time mentor by exposing the world, or to the world, the high-tech contents. Gosh. The high-tech content of the aid shipments to the Foundation Zone. So basically, she's just trying to let the world know that Harada ain't shit. And that's all that means. When it comes to her powers and abilities, this is something that I do love, because when we do know that, like, when we have Black comic book characters, that, you know, lightning is something that gets super speed, something that they get, magic in some way, shape, or form is also something that they get, something spiritual, things like that. And so her abilities as a technopath are very, very interesting. So she does have remote technomorphing, and that is the ability to psionically link, interface, and control computers, networking system, programming, etc., effectively controlling the operational functions of any technological form she focuses on with her mind. So that's literally any form of technology. After making contact with and bonding with the Exominivore armor, she gained an upgrade to her original abilities, now not only expanding her range and capacity with machines, but greatly expanding how far their reach stretches. So where she may have only been able to do like a 5 to 10 mile radius, she's now able to do like 100 mile radius or something like that. Livewire now being able to control and assemble complex machine apparatuses outside of metal and scrap iron with a thought. And she's also creating useful weapons, gadgets, utilities, telekinetically, constructing spare pieces of machine parts, siphoning and manipulating energy from her surroundings through her suit. She also has like electrochemical energy generating, all kinds of stuff. And it's also generated by plant matter. She's also a master martial artist and genius level intellect and adept weapons expert. And of course, she does have an exo nano suit, which helps her with everything she's got going on that she absorbed from the Manowar suit. So she is one of my favorite Black comic book characters. Again, Valiant Comics does a really good job at putting these characters out there for you to read. And they do have where they are resurging their universe, and hopefully they do bring Livewire back, because she is a unique character and definitely one that people should read up on. So if you haven't read any of her stuff, I highly suggest doing it. She's in Unity Volume 2, Imperium 14 and 16, Secret Weapons Volume 2, and Harbinger Wars, as well as her own Livewire comic. And that is it for this episode of The Doctor's Office on the podcast. And I will see you guys at your next checkup. Happy Black History Month.